Hey everybody, Aaron Herman of The Open Scroll here. Today is Tuesday, February 14th, about 10:30 a.m., which means we're now on the 23rd day of the 11th month on the Lord's calendar, and I'm here with Bob Schlenker.
We put up a new page on theopenscroll.com. It's called Time Number Codes and the Plus Ones. And we're going to read through this, and probably it's not going to need much elaboration. So I'm going to start it off, and then Aaron's going to take turns with me as we read through. Time Number Codes and the Plus Ones. Numbers have meaning beyond that of the values used for the counting of things or in mathematical computations. These meanings are always relative to a particular context. For example, if you're ordering food from a menu, you might ask for a number 4, and the server should know exactly what you want and ask about your preferences that are specific to your order. Those who have secrets sometimes use numbers as a code to conceal their messages from everyone they're not intended for. Here's an example that you may have learned in school. 1 if by land, 2 if by sea. That's a code that, according to legend, was used to signal Paul Revere from the Old North Church in Boston. 2 lanterns were lit and briefly hung in the steeple, signaling that their enemies went by the sea route.
Who invented number codes? The Creator did. You'll find them throughout the Bible, even though such a thing isn't declared openly in plain language. Neither are the meanings for specific numbers explained in any explicit ways. Even the number given in Revelation 13:18 is somewhat cryptic. The Creator reveals the meanings through His Son and the Holy Spirit at His discretion. The angels who fell from heaven have taken some of these secrets with them. They understand codes and symbols, and they teach men how to exploit them. The hearing ear and the seeing eye. The Lord has made both of them. Proverbs 20, verse 12.
I was introduced to the meanings of numbers through the work of the renowned scholar E.W. Bullinger. His work, Number in Scripture, has long been recognized as a standard reference work. While it's useful, it should be seen not as the complete and final word on the matter, but rather as an introduction. I learn from every book in my collection, but my education has really come from abiding at the feet of the Master Numberer himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. And over in the sidebar, I have a listing, books in my library on the subject of number meaning, Number in Scripture by E.W. Bullinger, The Arithmetic of God, a Revelation, penned by Don Kistler, God the Master Mathematician by Dr. Noah Hutchings, Secrets of Time and Prophecy by Dr. Stephen Jones, The Pattern and the Prophecy by James Harrison, Theomatics 2 by Del Washburn. In this study, we're going to feature the primary time numbers and those I refer to as time plus one numbers. The numbers 3, 7, 12, and 21 are those we recognize as the primary time numbers. When each is increased by 1, the results are specially related to the number incremented. The associated plus 1 numbers are 4, 8, 13, and 22, respectively. As we consider these special numbers, we'll offer some examples and see how the meanings develop.
7 and 8. We're going to begin with the number 7 because the first chapter of the Bible features the account of the 7 days of the first week of biblical time. This was composed of a set of 6 days that had a similar character, followed by a contrasting seventh day. This establishes a plus one principle, where the plus one numbered unit compares to the incremented number by being different yet related in a particular way. The first 6 represent the work week, while the 7th is the Shabbat, the Sabbath, a day of rest from work. Beyond the 7-day week, the biblical accounting of time involves larger scales of sevenfold sets, including weeks of weeks, and the counting off of 7 by 7 days toward the arrival of the Feast of Weeks, Shavuot, Pentecost, weeks of years, Shemitah, weeks of years, in the counting off of the 7 by 7 years toward the arrival of the Yobel, or Year of Jubilee, and finally, the week of millennia, the 7 millennial day model of time. The plus one of 7 is 8, which signals a new beginning. This is widely recognized because of the obvious fact that weeks are cyclical. The completion of the 7th day marks the end of a week, so every 8th day in the sequence is the first of the next, a new beginning. Alongside the cycling weeks of time, there are other notable sets of 7 that Warren mentioned here. In the book of Revelation, we're informed about 7 golden lampstands, which are 7 churches, 7 stars, which are the 7 angels of the 7 churches, 7 spirits of God, 7 seals of the book, 7 trumpets blown, 7 plagues, and 7 angels pouring out 7 bowls of wrath. These sets of 7 are complete, and they do not cycle like weeks of time do, so there is no 8th in sequence or new beginning.
12 and 13. There are two very famous groupings of 12 in the Bible, being the 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 disciples or apostles of Yeshua. These are groupings of the Lord's people. Like with many sets of 7, these don't cycle. In the context of time, however, the 12 is similar to the 7 in that it conveys the sense of the cyclical nature of time, pertaining to a higher order than that of the 7. This matter of cycling time contrasts with the apparent continual flow in the direction of the arrow of time that is sometimes referred to as the river of time. Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world." John 11:9. There are 12 hours in the day and 12 hours in the night, and these continue to cycle day after day. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years." Genesis 1:14. We mark the passage of time by the movements of the celestial lights. From month to month, the sun appears in each of the 12 constellations as it sweeps through the zodiac in its annual cycle. In some calendars, there are 12 months in the year, which continue to cycle year after year. In the span of a 365-and-a-quarter day long Gregorian calendar year on average, there are 12.36 lunar months, with the result that while some years include a 13th, most feature 12. The plus one of 12 is 13. Like how 8 is to 7, as the first in the next cycle, the plus one of 12 signifies a new beginning, but what differentiates the 13 from the 8 is that it further signifies the mastery of time.
21 and 22. The number 21 is like 7 and 12, but instead of dealing with the cyclical nature of time, it deals with the dimensionality of time. The range of meanings includes the continuity of time, infinite time, eternity, and the absence of time, timelessness. The number 21 signifies both no time and all time, and encompasses all of that which has neither beginning nor end. The meaning of 22, the plus one of 21, is rooted in the 8's signification of a new beginning and the 13's signification of the mastery of time. What differentiates the 22 from the other plus one numbers is that it's dealing with the non-cyclical nature of time. It builds upon the significations of the 8 and 13, but instead of signaling the beginning of a new set of the same kind that came before, or signaling the mastery of time within the context of cyclical time, the 22 elevates those to another level. It signifies a new beginning of time itself, even the spawning of a new timeline. This restart or reset signals a higher level of authority in the mastery of time compared to the 13. Where this meaning of the number 22 applies has to do with the concept of the time continuum. Strictly within the context of no time and all time, there is no beginning or ending, so a restart or reset doesn't make sense. With respect to the signification of the 21 and the continuity of time, the 22 signals the kind of reset that requires a return back in order to maintain the fundamental nature of continuity. The number 22 has a fundamental sense that derives from the number 2, which supports the return back and reset layer of meaning. As the first numerical digit, 1 simply means unity, 2 means division. Aside from the 1 and 22, the other factors of 22 are 2 and 11. The factors of 22, also with the 2 in the tens place and a 2 in the ones place, reveal the strength of the 22's foundation on the 2 and its signification of division. This is manifest in the context of time because the reset of time divides the timeline. The newly spawned timeline makes the truncated segment become a remnant, a stub. Where there once was one, there are two, because division.
3 and 4. Lastly, let's consider the number 3 and its plus 1. Over the years, I've learned and written extensively about the significations of the number 3. In this study, you can learn about what the title simply states, the pattern of selecting the third in series. This is a recurring theme throughout the course of biblical history that typically applies to a series of 3 things, or 12. In this study, Resurrection on the Third Day, the number 3 is presented as the resurrection number. When the death and resurrection of Yeshua HaMashiach is considered, this has to do with the span of 3 days, so 3 is also a time number. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Matthew 12:40. Earlier, I referred to the week of millennia as the 7 millennial day model of time. Alongside that, there are 2 other kinds of weeks on the same model. This set is a threefold time model. A cryptic verse in the Psalms conceals and reveals this great truth. For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. Psalms 90:4. The threefold time model is explained in this study, the threefold model of great sevens, where you can learn about how these special weeks are divided and what it prophesies about the unfolding of the last days.
The number 4 is the plus 1 of 3, and it features the same pattern as the other time numbers we covered. The number 4 has multiple significations. In his work, Number in Scripture, E.W. Bullinger declares that 4 is emphatically the number of creation, of man in his relation to the world as created. It is the number of things that have a beginning, of things that are made, of material things, and matter itself. It is the number of material completeness. Hence, it is the world number, and especially the city number. Bullinger gives many examples, some of which involve a sequence in contrast to a set of non-sequential items. Notably, he claimed that it is the number of things that have a beginning. This is our area of particular interest, of course. Here's a statement Bullinger made about the number 3, to which he connects the 4. There are 3 great divisions completing time: past, present, and future. He saw that the number 3 had time for one of its meanings, and he saw the plus 1 number as related to that, symbolizing things that have a beginning. To have a beginning is a time thing, of course. Very notably, in his chapter on the number 4, Bullinger features a section with the heading 3 plus 1. He embeds the heading in this sentence. But it is as composed of 3 plus 1 that we see the most marked illustrations of the ideal significance of the number 4, the 1 marking an election out of the earth. In his listing of many supporting scriptures, a small number of the sets of 4 are sequential, in the way of what we refer to as the keystone pattern. It's here where the number 4 stands out as a time number of note.
In recent years, we've given a lot of attention to this 3 plus 1 pattern because it's very personal to me as a key component in the unfolding revelation of the chronology of the end times. When there are 3 very similar items that are followed by a 4th in sequence that's relative to the 3, but notably different in particular kinds of ways, we call it the keystone pattern. You can learn about it and its extended version in this study, The Keystone Pattern and the Extended Keystone. You can find extensive documentation here in Examples of the Keystone and Extended Keystone Patterns. To date, we've documented more than 60 of these in the Bible, perhaps even closer to 70. A few years ago, after giving the discovery and documentation of the 3 plus 1 time number so much of our attention, another time plus 1 number became very prominent in our quest to understand the unfolding revelation of the end times. We turned our attention to the 22, which we believe signifies a new beginning of time itself. This involves a kind of reset that requires a return back and the generation of a new timeline. This contiguous addition reestablishes the continuity of the prophesied biblical schedule. The reset of time leaves the truncated stub as a segment that, while being a season that is absolutely necessary, effectively replaces it so far as the accounting of time on the biblical calendar goes.
Our deep study of the meaning of 22 involves the English gematria of time and reset metaphors found in both the biblical text and in a vast number of occult ritual media presentations, many of which we've been led to decode. The meaning of this time plus one number 22 can be seen in the counts of things in the Bible and in the numbering of chapters and verses. One example is in the following verse, which is set in the context of the Lord God's two-stage reduction of the numbers of men in Gideon's army that was about to engage the army of Midian. "Now therefore come, proclaim in the hearing of the people, saying, Whoever is afraid and trembling, let him return and depart from Mount Gilead. So 22,000 people returned, but 10,000 remained." Judges 7:3. There's code 22, return back and reset. The Lord reset the numbers of the army. In the second stage, the Lord reduced the number from 10,000 down to a mere 300. He had Gideon take the candidates down to the river, where each was tested on the basis of how they drank water. The metaphors in play are those of water as time and the river of time. The final numbering of 300 is a hundredfold amplification of the primary time number, 3.
These observations on the meaning of time numbers and their plus one companions have been gleaned over many years of study, of receiving revelation insight, of praying and meditating on the things that come sometimes so forcibly to our attention. We hope you find them useful as you seek to find and tenaciously cling to the truth in this season where deception and disinformation abounds. God bless you, everybody. Bye-bye.